front of me now I have author, and his name is Gavin McDonnell, and he's actually here in the shopping centre at the grand opening, and he's selling a novel called Friends and Enemies. Good afternoon, Gavin, how are you?
Good afternoon.
You hear me okay?
I can, did you?
Tell me about the book first.
Well, it's fiction based. It's based in the 90s. It's about five lads growing up. The main character is Jonner, and from an early age he's dealing for this local lad dealer, and things take turns to the worst. He has a bad experience with this dealer, and he's now interested in working at all, while the four friends are trying to find out what to do with themselves in their life.
Okay.
And he decides to take up dealing on by himself, and in order to do that, there's friction between him and his four other friends that leads to more chaos in his life and in their lives.
Yeah. I saw the logo up on the wall behind you as I was walking around, and it's saying, like, if you're weaning yourself off love hate, you have to read this book, and it sounds sort of in the genre of that.
Yeah.
It'd be a great stocking filler for Christmas.
Yeah, we kind of love hate at the end, you know. Mm-hmm. There is more of a story to it.
Yeah.
The start, you know.
I don't want to give too much of it away.
I don't want to give too much either. But more, yes, yeah, more of a love hate at the end. Yeah.
Is this your first novel?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a system in how you're writing, or how do you formulate it?
Well, just kind of took it day by day, you know. You kind of had to break it down and say, give yourself time to adjust the story, you know.
Yeah, and would you be the sort of writer as well that would be maybe somewhere on the bus, sort of, and you get an idea, I can put that in the book, and you'd sort of have little scraps of
paper. Yeah, you do, yeah. Kind of your ideas from other people, like, you know. Yeah.
Okay. And did you publish it yourself? And what way did that work?
Explain
to me about the form of that.
Well, it's a self-publishing thing. It's originalwriting.ie. That's where the book, you can buy the book. They were online, we went to them.
Okay.
And
some people want to get the book online, how do they do that?
Yeah, at the moment it's actually originalwriting.ie. I'm hoping to have it in bookstores now, hopefully before Christmas.
Okay.
You can go to Amazon or ebooks, you can buy it there as well.
Okay. It sounds terrific, and it's not, I just had a quick look at it, I said it was a stocking filler.
Yeah.
It's a grand little thing for putting in your pocket as well on plane or and having a read if you're travelling at all.
Yeah, there's a bit of humour in it, and there's a bit of tragedy in it, you know. Yeah. It's a bit of both, you know, so, you know, it's a good story. I'm getting good feedback on it at the moment.
And
you know?
Had you been writing stories before?
No, this is my first one now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And what sort of stuff would you be reading yourself now?
Mostly crime, you know.
Yeah.
Autobiographies and that, you know.
Okay.
About Irish history as well, you know.
Yeah.
That as well, you know.
Now, a lot of people say that, especially write what you feel comfortable with in the first place.
Yeah.
And take your time, of course, and doing all sorts of things to formulate. How long did it take you to write it?
Roughly about 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you have anyone out there to get feedback from as you were going through it and say, what do you think of it so far? And
it was only really my fiance, you know, because she actually went through the whole thing with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to guide me in that path, you know, the expellings and all that, you know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the greatest expelling, you know.
Okay. The computer, sure. And yeah. That would be as well. But that process is it complicated to get it to where you have it now?
It can be, you know. The hardest part is just getting it out there, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
8 months is a long time. Have you any more ideas in your head of what you want to carry? Obviously, you're going to continue your career.
Yeah, I'd say you do get the book for it, you know.
Yeah.
And I definitely will do a second one, you know.
Okay.
You know.
So are you going to be just here for the day today?
I'll be here till about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. I mean, you come back again, or?
We're hoping to do a launch now, probably somewhere else, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully somewhere near around here, you know.
Okay, well, I'll have to get you into Near FM for the book programme.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But people come along to see Gavin today up to 4 o'clock, and the book is on sale. And I don't know what way you direct people into the shopping centre, but it's
down by Dunn's direction.
He's sitting there now. Listen, Gavin, it's terrific to talk to you.
Okay,
congratulations on the book, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
All right,
as well.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's Gavin McDonnell, and get his book Friends and Enemies, and it's on sale. You can get it on Amazon, as he said there, and also, but come down to the shopping centre. He's here till 4 o'clock with lots of them. As I said, it makes a great stocking filler. Sounds like it's a great story, so you come down.